and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Happy holidays and, of course, a happy new year as we get close to New Year's coming up in just a couple of days. All set for high school basketball this afternoon on WCDO as we come to you live from Lawrence Central School. It's the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament, always a good one. The four teams involved this year are South Courtright, Walton, Lawrence, and, of course, the Sydney boys. So going to be a great afternoon of basketball. We'll have a doubleheader today. It's SK and Walton here at 3 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock tonight, it's Lawrence and Sydney. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. SK and Walton is the opening game, a rare 3 o'clock game for us here on CDO, but we're glad to bring it to you today. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back and set the scene for you here in Lawrence this afternoon on WCDO. Stay tuned.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, a top-quality service department, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales and Service, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember, folks, our web stream is always brought to you by SFCU. You can go there at WCDOsports.com. So is our game audio archive. We record these games. We post them back to WCDOsports.com. It's a free download. You can listen anytime, all courtesy of SFCU. Great matchup here this afternoon. South Courtright, of course, pretty much the kings locally of high school boys Class D basketball. And I say that just because year in and year out, they have such a dominant program. Of course, there are lots of teams that have knocked them off over the years, but they just are always consistently a very good team, and this year is no exception. I've seen them twice this year. This is the first time we've had them on the radio, but I went down to Johnson City. They played in a big tournament down there, played a Class A school and a Class B school, and the Class B school they played was Norwich, and that was a very close game as Courtright fell in the fourth quarter by just a couple of points. So this is a team that is battle-tested, and that's one of the things talking to their coaching staff and head coach Aaron Kaufman. He said, you know, last year when we got to sectionals, we got upset in the sectional semifinal round, and we felt like we needed to go out and play a tough non-league schedule to try to prepare ourselves. So they've gone up against some Class Cs this year. They've had no problem there. They've won against Edmiston earlier in the year in the non-leaguer. Got to see them play in that game, too, so I guess I've seen them three times this year already. And you know, Edmiston was the team that knocked them out of sectionals last year. So they have really gone out and said, okay, we're going to play anybody we can locally, try to get into a big school tournament, and go from there and see if that pays off. So a great starting five here for the Rams. Should be a great matchup today. On the other side, we've seen Walton. Of course, we had a great game with Walton and Harpersville boys last week on the road at HCS. Walton was able to pull that one out. But fast forward a little bit, everything turned the tables for Harpersville as they were able to knock off Walton in the championship game of the Stanford tournament last week. So those two teams have already played each other twice, and they had two really good games. So this Walton team, you know, everything starts and stops with Dylan Jacob, their senior point guard. He's an extremely good player, but there's a lot of three-point shooters around him, and they're going to have to be hitting their shots today to stay with this very good South Courtright team. But if there's a team that can do it, it's Walton. They're athletic, they're starting five, can get up and down the floor, and they have some good size on the inside. So it should be a very good matchup today between the Rams and the Walton Warriors. We'll have a quick break in between these two games. They do have a JV game after this, and then later tonight will be the second game of our doubleheader. We'll have the Sydney boys taking on Lawrence. And the Lawrence boys are no slouch, that's for sure. They beat Unitigo earlier in the year. I got to go up and watch that game. That was at the U, and they were able to take down the Spartans pretty much on a last-second shot. It was a great game. So Lawrence, always well-coached by head coach Andy Carr, and I'm sure they're going to give Sydney everything that they can. And Sydney's been a little up and down so far this year, but some good wins and some losses that I'm sure they wish they could get back. But I'm sure they're hungry after the break to get into this contest here this afternoon and try to get back to the championship game and have a chance at either, of course, their rival, the Walton Warriors. Anytime it's Sydney and Walton, the Battle of the Warriors, that's always fun. And, you know, South Korea was able to beat Sydney last year, so I'm sure that Sydney would love to get a chance at them as well. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Thanks for listening in on this rare afternoon Friday game. Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. Of course, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online right at butlerautosales.com. And just a reminder that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. A good crowd here on hand for this 3 o'clock tip-off. South Courtright and Walton, of course, have some of the best fans around, and they travel very well, even if it's kind of an early weekday game. So it's a great thing for both of these teams to have the support that they have here today for this 3 o'clock game. The championship game will be tomorrow, as well as the consolation. We won't be here tomorrow. We're trying to spread the love with the tournaments. We'll be up at the Cooperstown tournament tomorrow. So make sure you check out WCDOsports.com for that schedule. We're going to pause for the starting lineups, the national anthem, as well as the alma mater here at LCS. And then we'll be back. It's going to be the South Courtright boys and Walton, the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Winter is here, and Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney will keep your vehicle running during these cold months. The Butler Auto Service team is one of the best in the area, servicing and repairing all vehicles, no matter where you bought it. Plus, we're stocked with a huge selection of snow tires. And in case of a winter fender bender, Butler Auto Sales and Service features low-mileage clean rentals. Butler Auto Sales and Service, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Walton and South Courtright boys, let's get you the starting lineups. First for Walton and head coach Dave Gardapie. All seniors in the starting lineup, including number 14, Morgan Condon, number 21, Kyle Ray, number 23, Cody Ray, number 25, Lucas Wally, and number 30, Kyle Wright is number 21. So all seniors in the starting lineup for Walton. On the other side for South Courtright, senior number 2, Seth Ashline. Senior number 3, Logan Kaufman. Junior number 4, Hunter Collins. Junior number 14, Joey Schaefer. And senior number 22, Chris Champlin, for head coach Aaron Kaufman. South Courtright's in the white with the royal blue trim, says South Courtright in blue lettering across the front of the chest. And Walton's in the orange uniforms with the black and the white trim, says Walton in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. South Courtright will win the opening tip, and we're underway in the annual coach Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. Early three-pointer from the left corner for Ashline is off the mark, and a rebound for Walton as they will go left to right. Back up the floor for Morgan Condon as We are underway here between the Warriors and the Rams. Ball tipped out of bounds by Hunter Collins. Will stay with the Walton Warriors. Again, they're in the orange with the black and white trim. South Courtright's in the white with the royal blue trim. And so Walton will inbound the basketball here with Dylan Jacob. Interested to see what kind of defense South Courtright is going to throw here at Walton to see what they do to try to slow down the speedster Dylan Jacob. Looks like Logan Kaufman's going to be shadowing him. That's a great matchup between two good athletes. Here is Walton moving the basketball. They go to the high post for Cody Ray. Ray back out for Condon. 30 seconds gone in this first quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Ball goes back to Dylan Jacob. Left side gets around Kaufman. Dribbling, wants a three, doesn't pull the trigger, goes back to Wally, who gets into the paint, takes it to the rim, up and in for Lucas Wally. And Walton takes a 2-0 lead over SK. We're about a minute into the first quarter here in the Grasso tournament in Lawrence. They go to the right side now for Ashline, down low to Champlin, up and in. Champlin was running that baseline and found some space, and they got it to him, and he put in the right-handed layup to make it 2-2 between Walton and SK with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Over the midcourt timeline, here is Wright. Wright tries to go back to Dylan Jacob, tossed it away. It's going to go back to the Rams. And I think the Warriors trying to figure out this defense here in the early going. With 6:45 to go in this first quarter, we're tied 2-2. Great setup here at midcourt in Lawrence as the officials come over to the scorers table here. I'm pretty much right by the scorers table. It's a great view of the game here. Always appreciate them setting me up so nicely. And it's a busy weekend here for the Coach Pat Grasso tournament. Of course, they have their Hall of Fame inductions for LCS. They have the cafeteria all set up. Looks like a really nice banquet room, and they'll be doing that this weekend. So it's a busy one and always a good time here at the Pat Grasso tournament. SK now will inbound the basketball. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 2. Here's Schaefer. Works one back out. Hunter Collins back to the top of the key now for Ashline. Dribble drive. The floater rims in and out. Hunter Collins the rebound, and he muscles it up and in. You have to keep Hunter Collins off the board. He is just a big load down low when he goes up for that basketball on the rebound. So it's 4-2. Dylan Jacob loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to SK. Ashline came from behind, picked his pocket. They'll say it was last touched by the orange and black of the Walton Warriors. 6:10 to go in this first quarter. And the Rams will have the ball once again, crossing the big Lawrence L here at midcourt, going right to left. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. SK 4 and Walton 2 in this boys' game. Down low on the baseline, Ashline takes it to the rim, up and in. Seth Ashline with the bucket, his first of the game. And it's SK 6 and Walton 2 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Wally in the backcourt, gets it over to right far side now for Condon. Condon splits through a double team, gets it to Wally, dribbles into the corner. He's trapped there, somehow manages to throw it back out to Wright. Straight away three, got it. Big time three just when Walton needed it from Kyle Wright straight away, and it was nothing but net. So 5.5 to go in the first quarter. It's South Courtright 6 and Walton 5. Kaufman skips it around the top of the zone, left side for Hunter Collins in front of the Walton bench for three. It was a high arcing shot that wouldn't go. And here's Dylan Jacob. Warriors are looking to push. Now he'll pump the brakes and look to pull it back out. Now he's got Ashline right in his grill. So a couple of different guys are getting their chance here on Dylan Jacob. Takes it to the rim. The kiss off the glass is too strong. Wright with the rebound. Works it over to Wally, who couldn't hold on to it. SK will come away. Champlin was spilling out onto the floor and was able to scoop it up, roll it to Ashline, who gets a one-handed pass through, gets tipped out of bounds, and stays with South Courtright. So end-to-end action here in the first quarter with 4:57 to go in this first frame. And South Courtright leading Walton 6-5. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us this afternoon in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Later tonight at 7, we'll have Sydney and Lawrence in the other first-round matchup. Champlin in the corner for three, buries it off the inbounds play, and he's got a quick 5 points. And the Rams make it 9-5 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob at midcourt. Dribbles through traffic, finds right in the corner. Pump fakes on a three. Back out to Jacob, who's surveying his options. Goes to Wally on the right side. Right wing for Cody Ray. Ray wants to dribble into the paint here. Tries for a kick out now. Losing control, gets it back to Jacob. Down low for Wright, muscles it up and in. Nice job there by Kyle Wright off the dish from Dylan Jacob. And he's got 5 points. So it's 9-7 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. The Rams on top of the Walton Warriors. A good one so far. The opening round of the Lawrence tournament here. Here is Kaufman right side. gets to the high post for Champlin. Now a good bounce pass down low for Schaefer, up and in. Good fundamental basketball there, and Schaefer is able to finish it off, making it 11-7. The Rams on top of the Warriors with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Walton's able to break the little three-quarter press there that SK was putting on. They'll go to Cody Ray, right wing corner, as the orange and black go left to right. 3:45 to go in the first frame. Here's the quarterback from the football team, also the point guard, and I would say quarterback of the basketball team, Dylan Jacob, directing traffic. Goes to right, left side for three again. This time it's short. Champlin scooting for the rebound, but Wright was able to beat him to it. Now to Cody Ray, foul line jumper, again off the front of the rim. Champlin this time is there to Windex the glass and bring it back up the floor for SK. Bounce pass far side for Ashline. He'll pull it down. Fast moving first quarter. They go to Kaufman in the left corner now in front of the Walton bench. Doesn't shoot it. Instead pumps it inside. Left low block. Hunter Collins off the glass. No good. Rebound for Schaefer, who puts it up. And that won't go either. This time Cody Ray will rip down a board. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Not a lot of breaks so far. Dylan Jacob, a step back three. That one's off the right side of the rim. Out of bounds into the SK bench. And it'll go back to the Rams with 2:56 to go in the first quarter. SK on defense kind of pushing Walton to the outside. They're going to settle for some long-distance shots. So far so good, though, as they've been shooting well. They're going to have to keep that up in this matchup with South Courtright. 2:50 to go in the first, and it's 11-7. South Courtright boys on top of Walton here today on WCDO. To the far side for Kaufman in front of the Walton bench. Left side as the Rams go right to left. They'll skip across the top of the defense and go to Hunter Collin. Underhanded pass for Schaefer, who is fouled as he put it up. Shot wouldn't go, but he'll head to the charity stripe after the whistle from the officials. Again, thanks for joining us earlier today for the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has two lots in Sydney, of course, and a great selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area. Schaefer to the line. First shot is too strong. Of course, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Courtright leading 11-7 over Walton in this boys' matchup. Schaefer's second shot is good. So Schaefer now with 3 points as he finishes 1-for-2 on that trip to the line. And it's 12-7, SK on top of Walton. Here is the Warriors with the ball. Wally lost control of it. The big man Schaefer got his mitt on it and knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors, though, with 2:26 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob for the inbounds pass for the Warriors. Will look to get it in, and he does, to Cody Ray. Ray back to Jacob. Interior pass for Wally. Gets to the paint, blocked there by Schaefer. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and blocked again. Here's Cody Ray with an opportunity. That one was partially blocked. It's a block party here for the Rams. Now they'll kick it out. Condon didn't put enough mustard on that one, but he follows his shot, gets his own rebound. Ball pinballing around and now out of bounds. And we'll go back to SK with 2:06 to go in the first. A couple of good opportunities, but some blocks and good defense there from the Rams. They lead 12-7 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kaufman left side for Hunter Collins. Collins back straightaway three for Kaufman. NBA range, nothing but net there for Kaufman from downtown. And SK leads 15-7 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob across the midcourt timeline as Walton needs to get a bucket on this possession late in the first quarter. They go back to Jacob, a little up and under, and he's fouled as he tries to get to the line. And Walton trying to find ways to get him involved, keep the ball in his hands, because even if he can dish, or even if he can drive, he can dish it off and find open guys. It's been working so far. And we'll see if he can break the ice here at the foul line. First shot in and out with 1:42 to go in the first quarter. It's 15-7. South Courtright on top of Walton. Thanks for joining me here. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU, of course, as Dylan Jacob gets the second shot to go for his first point of the afternoon, and it's 15-8 with 1.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Champlin doing the work of a man on the baseline, just muscles it up and in. He's got 7. Nobody stopped and cut off that baseline drive, and he was able to put it home. And it's 17-8 now, late in the first quarter. Walton again trying to keep this one close in the first frame. They go to Wally. Now to Condon, far side in the corner. Little jab step there. Works it to the low post for Wally. Back out for Dylan Jacob. Wants to take it to the rim. A nice up and under. Just didn't put enough spice on it. And it kind of died on the side of the rim. Didn't have enough to get up and over. Courtright back up the floor, but it's taken away by Condon. Ahead for Wright. And now back to Cody Ray. Ray is going to dribble across midcourt. And set up on offense goes to Dylan Jacob. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. SK leading Walton 17-8. Here is Jacob waiting for options. He's got 15 on the shot clock. Dribble drive left side. Wants a three. Boy, that one's from downtown. Hit the glass and then rimmed out. Champlin with a rebound here for the Rams, and they'll have about 35 seconds to work with here at the end of the first quarter. Kaufman thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger on the left side. Instead, pulls it back out, wants to set up the offense here for SK. Hunter Collins, left side, now back to Ashline, top of the key. Chest pass, far side for Champlin. A bounce pass, reversing to the left for Joey Schaefer, stolen away here by Kyle Wright. He's having a great first quarter, takes it all the way, coast to coast, won't go. Condon with the rebound, and he's blocked by Schaefer. 10 seconds left. They do a home run pass up the floor to Champlin, who puts it in. That one worked out well for the Rams. 5 seconds left here in the first quarter, and Dylan Jacob is fouled in the backcourt. Nice move there with 1 second left. Went right into the double team, and I think he knew that they were expecting him to maybe try the long half-court heave, and instead they get a foul out of it. Good work. Walton's going to get it into Dylan Jacob. He tries the half-court heave here, and it won't go. End of the first quarter. It is the SK Rams leading the Walton Warriors 19-8. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends from NBT Bank wish our customers and the communities we serve a happy and safe holiday season.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios. He's our in-game producer today. 19-8 the score. It's the Walton boys trailing Southcourt right here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. We'll have the Sydney boys and Lorenz later tonight in the second game of our doubleheader at 7 o'clock. Here's Dylan Jacob. The fadeaway jumper is too strong. Rebound, Cody Ray puts it up. That one also goes off the back of the iron. And a rebound now for the Rams. Walton's getting good chances. They just can't score at the moment. Here's Champlin. Steps back for three. Swish. He has been on fire so far this season, and he's got 12 points here to make it 22-8. Southcourt right on top of the Walton Warriors with 7:25 to go second quarter. Here is Wright, far side, gets double-teamed, gets it back off to Jacob. Jacob will work it to the far side for Dylan, for Jacob Wally. His shot is an air ball, flows out of bounds, and goes back to SK with 7:13 to go in the second quarter. Walton working for good shot opportunities, and so far the SK defense has been making that hard. Left side now for Kaufman. Kaufman at midcourt, right in front of the scorer's table. Left side as the Rams go right to left. Wants a backdoor cut for Ashline. Won't get it. Goes to Schaefer instead. Now he'll hand one off to Ashline. Wants a three and got it. Seth Ashline from downtown, and he's got five, and the Rams just can't miss right now. That's plain and simple at the moment. They are shooting very well this afternoon. It's 25-8 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Now back up to Dylan Jacob. Jacob at half court, trying to get the spark going here for the Walton Warriors. Far side now for Wally. Back to Dylan Jacob, sends it to the high post for Morgan Condon. Condon gets his shot partially blocked, and Ashline with a rebound. Ashline quickly back up the floor. Left side goes to Champlin in the corner. Pump fakes, goes to Hunter Collins. Now back on the baseline, back out for Ashline. Steps back for a three off the front of the rim. Rebound for Wally of Walton. Wally tries to take it coast to coast, lays it up and in. Maybe that will get the Warriors rejuvenated. They trail by 15, 25-10. With 2 minutes gone in the second quarter here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. High post now for Champlin. Pull-up jumper, swish. And Champlin's got 14 here in the first half. This is reminding me of his night when I saw them play Edmiston to start the season. And I believe he had 27 or 29 that night. He just couldn't miss. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. They go to the high post for Dylan Jacob. Little up and under move. He gets it to go off the glass. He's fouled. Then we'll have a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. So Dylan Jacob now with 3 points, looking to add to it here at the charity stripe. Stay tuned. In a couple of minutes here, we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. And we'll get you a look at some of the out-of-town scores and other matchups. There's 17 local tournaments going on from yesterday through Saturday that involve local teams. So a lot going on, and we're trying to keep an eye on all of it here on CDO, that's for sure. 5:37 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-12. Rams are on top of Walton. Dylan Jacob can't get the foul shot to go. And back up the floor comes Logan Kaufman. A good pass to the high post for Champlin. Turnaround shot won't go. Follows it up, gets his own rebound, and finds Stanley Anderson, who's into the game. And Stan puts it up and in. One of our soccer players of the year here on WCDO is also, I believe, a Daily Star All-Star for soccer. Of course, the Rams had another very good year. Back out now for the Walton Warriors. Condon will go to Jacob at the top of the key. Gets down low, tries to find Cody Ray. Wrestling and scrambling for it there, but Anderson took it away and now goes to Kaufman. Kaufman back up the floor on the right side. Finds Champlin in the corner for three again. Got it. Chris Champlin with 17, and he's got the hot hand right now for the Rams. Timeout for Walton with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Incredible shooting here for SK. They lead 32-12 in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Chris Champlin is just shooting great here this afternoon. He's got 17 points to lead South Courtright as they lead Walton 32-12 here in the second quarter in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. Walton with the basketball. They go to Cody Ray. He's on the right wing side as the orange and black, the orange crush, I should say, of the Walton Warriors going left to right. Here is Dylan Jacob, right side, goes back to Ray, works it out into the corner. A three ball here for Walton is off the back of the rim, and it won't go there for Garrett Babcock, who's checked into the game now for Walton. Ashline back up the floor, wants to pull it out. Hot pass over to the left side for Hunter Collins, lays it up and in. Boy, that thing was a Brett Favre bullet, and somehow Hunter Collins was able to bring it in. 34-12 now, the Rams on top. They go to Cody Ray. His jumper in the paint will not go. And, you know, SK is shooting really well, and the Warriors are just not at the moment. Ashline tries to go coast-to-coast, won't go. Anderson, the rebound, he puts it in. Stan the man. Stan Anderson puts it in, and it's 36-12 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Here is Jacob across midcourt, double-teamed, tosses it to the far side, wants to go to Morgan Condon in the corner, through his hands and out of bounds, and you know, that's just the afternoon that it's been so far here for the Walton Warriors. They've had a tough one. 3:37 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us, of course, on WCDO, but also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, and our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to games anytime for free. It's all courtesy of SFCU, banking easier. SK leading 36-12. They go to Ashline, left wing side, as the Rams go right to left. Ashline goes back to Kaufman, who has to chase the ball to midcourt. Did a nice job of rescuing it. Goes down low into the paint for Champlin, and he's fouled. With 3:17 to go in the second quarter. And we'll see if this is going to be a foul on the floor, if it will be shooting. What are we going to say? All right, they're going to say it was a shooting foul. So with 3:17 to go in the second quarter, this will be Champlin going to the line. Champlin again with 17 points so far in the first half, make it 18. He might be going for that career high. He's off to a great start here. So 3:17 to go in the second quarter, and SK leading 37-12. Second shot is good. So he has 19. The winner of this will get the winner of Lawrence and Sydney. They play later tonight, and a game we'll have on CDO at 7 o'clock. Join us for a 6:50 tip-off as Champlin and Dylan Jacob go chest-to-chest there at midcourt. Dylan Jacob with the block on Hunter Collins with 3:03 to go in the second quarter. We'll hope that Chris Champlin is okay here as he went body-to-body there with Dylan Jacob right at midcourt. It's 38-12. We'll take a break. SK is on top of Walton. We'll be back on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Chris Champlin up off the floor with a smile on his face. I think he maybe just got the wind knocked out of him. It was a pretty hard connection there between, pretty hard collision, I should say, between Champlin and Dylan Jacob. No, you know, no ill will, just two guys going hard for the ball there, and I think Champlin just got the worst of it. So it appears that he'll be okay, and that's a good thing for South Courtright. He has 19 points so far here this afternoon. Again, Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along online as well, courtesy of SFCU. Check in there. Let us know where you're listening from. We always appreciate that feedback online as well. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here are the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Walton and SK right now. SK leading 38-12. The game later tonight is Sydney and the Lawrence boys at 7 o'clock. We'll bring that game to you as well. Here's Stan Anderson. Gets it at the high post. A shot for South Courtright won't go. Rebound for Dylan Jacob. Jacob is over the midcourt timeline. Trying to go coast to coast here. A little up and under move. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. Did everything but finish there. And it's a shot you don't see him miss very often. Cody Ray for three. Too much mustard on that one. The rebound saved by Dylan Jacob. An athletic play. Gets chased into the backcourt. They'll say it was tipped. And so Walton will bring it back over. And they're going to have a fresh shot clock to work with. Here's Babcock for three. Off the side of the rim. Another rebound for Dylan Jacob. Ball out of bounds. No, they'll say that Jacob had his foot on the line. And so he was out of bounds. Ball's going to go back here to SK with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up soon. Stay tuned for that. It's 38-12. South Courtright on top of Walton. Back out Hunter Collins, top of the key. They go to the high post. We're working at far side. Ashline for three. Got it. I don't know what South Courtright has been doing in practice besides just shooting drills because, I mean, they're just shooting lights out right now. Unbelievable, 41-12. They must have had a good Christmas or something. Everyone's happy and shooting the ball well. Baseline drive for Babcock is up and good. Garrett Babcock with his first bucket of the night. And it's a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. And here is Kaufman feeding it far side for Ashline. So we come up on a minute and a half to go before the halftime break. Far side now for Ashline. They go to the high post for Anderson. Back out Kaufman. His first shot of the day is off the mark. Rebound is tapped out. Anderson trying to chase it down, but it's pulled in here for the Walton Warriors. Back out for Dylan Jacob. Down low, a pass is tipped away there, and Hunter Collins will come away, bring it back down the floor. They were looking for Noah Aubin, and it just didn't quite connect with him. So we come up on a minute 5 to go in the second quarter. South Courtright working the ball around as they go right to left there in their own offensive end of the floor. Kaufman. High post for Anderson. Pull-up jumper is partially blocked, and Dylan Jacob will come away. Back up the floor. Gets across midcourt, wants to take it coast-to-coast, off the glass, and good for Dylan Jacob, and he has five. And it's 41-16 as we come up on 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Across the midcourt timeline now for Kaufman with a bounce pass to the left side for Hunter Collins. Collins goes to the high post, back out Ashline for three again. This one is off the side of the rim and a rebound for Dylan Jacob. Across the midcourt timeline for Jacob, gets into the paint, trying to go coast to coast. The fallaway jumper is good for Dylan Jacob. And he has seven, and he's starting to heat up a little bit here. Going to have a timeout taken here by the South Courtright Rams with 21 seconds to go in the second quarter. And we'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. SK 41, Walton 18. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home. Check out a variety of plastic sleds and inflatable snow tubes for under this year's Christmas tree. And for the hard-to-buy-for handyman in your life, gift certificates are available in any amount at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, just a couple of seconds left. We'll have a shot here from Noah Aubin. For Walton, he puts it in, and SK will come back down the floor. A half-court heave from Ashline is no good. So our halftime score will be South Courtright 41 and Walton 20 here in the opening round of the boys' Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. And just a reminder, folks, we'll have a break after this game. They will have a JV game next for the Sydney boys. And then later tonight at 7 o'clock, we will have the Lawrence boys taking on Sydney. So all you Warriors and Leopards fans can tune in later tonight on WCDO or WCDOsports.com. Again, our halftime score, South Courtright 41, Walton 20 in the opening round of the boys' Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
90 WCDO.
Welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're in Lawrence this afternoon, and it's time now for the Mirabito Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Mirabito by calling 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Opening round of the Boys Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. They had the Girls Tournament earlier, right at the end of November, early December. The Unitigo girls were the champions of the Pat Grasso girls tournament earlier in the year. They always do the boys between Christmas and New Year's. And at the half, in the opening game of the opening round, it is South Courtright leading Walton at 41-20. Of course, later tonight, as we've said a couple of times, we'll have the Sydney boys playing Lawrence at 7 o'clock. You can join us for a 6:50 Butler Auto pregame show later tonight. And again, a big thank you to Lawrence for always inviting us, having us here for the Pat Grasso tournament. We've done at least one of the rounds the last couple of years. And I say that because there's so many tournaments this time of year. A lot of schools are jumping on the bandwagon of doing a holiday tournament. By my count, 17 local tournaments starting yesterday, finishing tomorrow, that involve local teams. And a lot of them are right here in our backyard. So there's a lot going on locally. So it's that time of year. It's a lot of fun. And it's tough because there are so many. We're doing our best to keep up with all of them. It's kind of bittersweet, too, because after this, the tournaments, the non-leagues are pretty much over. You're going right into your, you know, meat and potatoes of your schedule, your league games, the ones that matter the most. But it, for me, it's always fun to see the different leagues pair off against each other, especially the last couple of years. It really seems like the MAC has kind of opened its doors, and they're playing a lot more teams locally from the Tri-Valley or the Delaware League, or, you know, Oneonta or Norwich has started playing some of the smaller schools around, and I really enjoy that from my perspective, because we just get to see so many different teams where, you know, you're like, oh, I wonder how that small school team would do against this big school team, and we're getting to see it more and more. So that's been really fun the last couple of years. Here is our scoring summary from the first half. The South Courtright boys are led by Chris Champlin with 19 points, Seth Ashline with 8, 4 apiece for Stan Anderson and Hunter Collins, 3 apiece for Joe Schaefer and Logan Kaufman. On the other side for Walton, they are led by 7 points from Dylan Jacob, 5 from Kyle Wright, 4 from Lucas Wally, 2 apiece from Garrett Babcock and Noah Aubin. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to you a little bit more here about the Warriors and the Rams, and also what other tournaments are happening here over the next day or two. So I'm Nate Lowe. Again, our halftime score, South Courtright boys on top of Walton, 41-20. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here at the opening round of the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. It's the South Courtright boys leading 41-20 over Walton at the break. And, of course, later tonight we'll have Lawrence and Sydney in the second game of the opening round. That game will be at 7 o'clock. We'll have our Butler Auto tip-off show about 6:45 to 6:50. Shout-out to my buddy Sam listening on his way home from work. When you get an afternoon rare game like this on a Friday, you get to hear me as you drive home. So appreciate everybody listening in today, especially Sam on WCDO, and, of course, all our listeners on WCDOsports.com, as well our web stream brought to you by SFCU. We're going to take a 30-second break. Third quarter will get underway when we come back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the third quarter here in Lawrence. South Courtright will have the ball. They have a 41-20 lead. They're in the white with the royal blue trim, now going left to right. Walton's in the orange with the black and the white trim. Here is Ashline, left side corner, goes to the top of the key. Now for Kaufman, down low on the right low block for Schaefer. His shot won't go, and Kyle Wright skies for a rebound here for Walton. Wally is back up the floor, and we'll find Cody Ray. Ray on the right low block, tried to dish one off here for Dylan Jacob. Lost it, gets it back, takes it to the rim, the floater, left it short. Schaefer a rebound for the Rams. Outlet pass to Kaufman. Sprinting down the left side of the floor, we'll find Hunter Collins, and he'll be fouled as he goes up for the layup. He'll head to the line with 7:22 to go in the third quarter. Walton with some good energy coming out of the locker room here, trying to fight their way back into this game. South Courtright has played, as we talked about during our pregame show, a challenging schedule. Their only two losses this year were in the Stop DWI tournament down in Binghamton. They lost to a Class A school, and then they lost to Norwich, who's a B school, and that was a very, very good game, only lost by a couple of points. Hunter Collins' first shot won't go. Second one coming here for the junior guard. Settles in, takes a deep breath. Second shot is off the back of the rim. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Ashline the rebound, and his layup hits the side of the rim. Couldn't get that to go. And Walton with a rebound of their own. Here's Kyle Wright, tries to take it to the rim. The Dr. J finger roll is up and in. Kyle Wright now with 7 points for the Orange Crush. And it's 41-22. South Courtright on top of Walton with 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Champlin at the foul line for SK. Good to see him back in the game, and he pulls up and starts off right where he left off. Got the wind knocked out of him in midcourt early in the second quarter, where he had 19 points at the half, and he hits his first shot of the third quarter here. He's now got 21, and it's 43-22. South Courtright on top of Walton. 6:40 to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along. They'll go to the high post for Cody Ray. Ray finds a cutting Dylan Jacob, and he muscles it up and in, doing the work of a man for Dylan Jacob. He's got 9 points. It's a team high for WCS. Here's Kaufman, gets across the midcourt timeline, picks up his dribble in a tough spot, but chest pass to Kaufman, or excuse me, to Champlin. Champlin goes far side for Ashline, dribble drive into the red paint. The floater is good for Ashline. He's got 10 points. Second SK player into double figures. Here's Dylan Jacob trying to go coast to coast. Off the glass, it won't go. Rolled off the back of the rim and into the hands of Kaufman. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. 45-24. They go down low to Schaefer. Schaefer back out to Champlin. Three ball. This one's off the side of the rim and a rebound for Dylan Jacob. But again, it's a two-on-one if they can hurry. Wally, give and go right back to Dylan Jacob. Lost it into the hands of Wally, but we'll have a jump ball, and the arrow is going to keep it here with the Rams. With 5:45 to go in this third quarter, it's a 45-24 lead here for South Courtright over Walton. Opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence this afternoon. Here's Kyle Wright, wants a three ball. Too much mustard on that one. And the rebound off the missed shot goes to Ashline. Streaks down the floor. Pours one off here for Schaefer. Schaefer back out. Hunter Collins for three. A high arcing shot. Won't go down. Rebound for Ashline. Dishes one back off to Schaefer, who puts it in. And Schaefer's got five. Sweet pass there from Ashline to make it 47-24 with 5:15 to go third quarter. Here's right at the top of the key. Chest pass for Cody Ray in front of the Walton bench as they go right to left. Interior pass here for Wally. He'll dribble it back out and tries to go to Dylan Jacob, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams as the ball floats into the crowd on the far side of the gym. Walton will get it in. They go to the high post for Cody Ray. Ray back out for Morgan Condon. The great track sprinter will go far side now for Wright. Wright with a chest pass back to Condon. Pump fakes on a three. It's a double pump. Goes inside now for Dylan Jacob. Finds a dishing man into the paint. That's Wally, and he couldn't get it. Rebound to Schaefer and an outlet pass to Collins. This is a track meet here between these two teams at the moment. A lot of running up and down this floor on the fast break. Ashline for a three. Pulls up for SK and buries it. He's got 13. And it's SK with a 50-24 lead now with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. They go to the high post for Wally. Back out for Wright for Walton. His three is too strong. Rebound for Collins. Home run pass ahead now for Ashline. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Takes it to the rim, stripped, and the track meet continues. Here's Wally going coast to coast. Tosses up an air ball. He was going for a floater in the lane. I think he thought he was going to get contact and maybe a foul call. Didn't get it. SK back down the floor. A three for Champlin is no good. Ray with the rebound will have a foul on Champlin as he was trying to follow his shot. Boy, end-to-end action here between the Warriors and the Rams. Hunter Collins is going to come to the bench, and Brandon Gromick will come in, and Griffin Dianich will also come in here for the Rams. So a deep bench here for the SK boys. That's one of the things they've been known for, soccer, basketball, the last couple of years, having a great bench and a deep bench. A lot of bodies to work with. 3:55 to go, third quarter. SK leading 50-24. Excuse me. A steal now by the SK defense. And here's Kaufman down the right side of the floor. Kaufman finds Ashline. Pump fakes on a three. Dishes one back out. Straightaway three for Kaufman. Left it short. Rebound for Dylan Jacob. They are continuing to look to push the basketball here. Here's Jacob into traffic. It was blocked, but he gets it back. Jacob a little up and under. Good. Great body control there for Dylan Jacob. He has 11 points. 3:25 to go here in the third. It's been up and down. As the Rams finally looking to slow it down a little bit here, they'll go to Kaufman. Works one far side for Ashline. Wants that three ball and got it. Ashline from downtown again. He's got 16. So you got Champlin with 21 and Ashline with 16. And SK leads 53-26 as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the third quarter here in Lawrence. Opening round of the annual Coach Pat Grasso tournament. Here's Cody Ray at the foul line. Dishes one off for Wright. Left it short. Both teams scrambling for it. Dianich comes up with the rebound for SK. Wright steals it away, though. Picks his pocket. Tries to throw it to the interior, and it was kicked there by Schaefer. And that brings up a whistle. 2:45 to go in the third, and Hunter Collins is going to come back in, and Ashline's going to have a seat. So Ashline now with 16 points. Let's see, that's going to include, I think, 5 3-pointers. We'll check my math during the break, but he's just been on fire from downtown. Pull-up jumper off the inbounds play there for Wally is no good. 2-on-1 for the Rams if they can hurry. They'll take it all the way to the rim here with Dianich, and it wouldn't go. Walton with the rebound. Here is Kyle right back down the floor. Dishes one off here for Dylan Jacob. Jacob, a fadeaway jumper, too strong. Rebound for Schaefer. Schaefer's been great on the glass, cleaning it up all afternoon here for the Rams. With 2:15 to go in the third. Far side for Dianich. A long two rattles in and out. Rebound opportunity up and in. I believe that was Gromick. Yeah, Gromick gets it to go there as I was screened for my broadcast table position here by the official. Walton back down the floor. Here's Wright for three. Off the rim, bounces up over the glass and out of bounds. Joe Krupa will come back in. Schaefer to the bench. So both teams finding ways to get new guys involved here. Max Jacobs will come in here for Walton. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's SK leading 55-26. Again, 17 local tournaments starting yesterday and all finishing tomorrow. We're trying to keep an eye on all of them, get you all the scores on Twitter. And you can also go to WCDOsports.com for that. Here's Kaufman, steps back for three, rattled in and out, rebound for Krupa, lost it, but it goes to Gromick, who muscles it up and in. He's got the last 4 points here for SK coming off the bench. And it's 57-26 with a minute and a half to go in the third. Here's Dylan Jacob. Interior pass for Ray. Pull-up jumper is good for Cody Ray. The big tight end from the Walton football team that made it all the way to the Section 4 Class D championship game before falling to Tioga. A lot of those guys are also on this team. Those great athletes. Here is Walton on defense now. Shot there from Dianich won't go. And Dylan Jacob with a rebound. The quarterback of that football team brings it back down the floor. Finds Kyle Wright. Baseline drive. We're under a minute to go now in the third. It's 57-28. Kyle Wright will work it back out. Far side for Jacobs to the high post for Condon. Condon, with his back to the basket, has to pump one back out. 15 on the shot clock. They go to Dylan Jacob. Jacob backs down his man, gets into the paint, and there's a foul here on the Rams with 43 seconds to go in the third. Again, remember, later tonight we'll have the Sydney boys taking on the host team, the Lawrence Leopards, in the second game of the opening round here. Championship consolation will be tomorrow. And there's a JV game in between this game and that Sydney and Lawrence game. So we will have a quick break. Dylan Jacobs at the line. First shot won't go. Second opportunity coming. This has been a lot of up and down here. The guys coming off the floor here for both sides are saying, boy, I'm glad to get a rest. So 43 seconds to go here in the third. And second shot coming here for Dylan Jacob. Jacob gets this one to go. And he's got 12. Stan Anderson coming back in. Hunter Collins to the bench. And so SK has all their starters out of the game with 43 seconds to go here in the third. And here's Elijah Kenshin with the ball. He's into the ball game now for SK. Goes back to Dianich. On the right side, and they'll go to Stan Anderson. Anderson will work one down low, and they try to go to the far side here for Kenshin. 25 seconds to go in the third. They go to the far side now for Dianich in front of the scorer's table as SK goes left to right. Dianich will get one back to Kenshin. 8 on the shot clock. Let's see if SK is aware. Takes one down low. A good pass to Krupa on the baseline. Krupa back out. Dianich, as the horn was about to sound there for the shot clock. Ball is saved. 3 seconds left. Here's Dylan Jacob. Pulls up for three and gets it to go. Dylan Jacob at the buzzer. He's got 15. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Our score at the end of three. SK 57. And it will be Walton 32. So 57-32. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Cold winter weather. Tough vehicle starts. Difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
start of the fourth quarter here in Lawrence. It's 57-32, make it 58-32 as Chris Champlin was fouled as we just get back underway here in the fourth quarter between the Rams and the Walton Warriors. And his first foul shot is good as he goes to the line. Second shot for Champlin is good. So he's got 23. That's a game high, and it's 59-32. A couple of starters have gone back into the game now for the Rams. Walton will bring it back up the floor. Here is Jacobs working it back out. Now to Dylan Jacobs. So Max Jacobs finds Dylan Jacobs. Fourth quarter underway here. A kick as Dylan Jacobs tried to go to the interior. Champlin got a piece of it with his foot, so we'll have a kick and a whistle. With 20 seconds gone in the fourth quarter, it's 59-32. SK is on top of Walton. Opening round of the boys, Pat Grasso tournament. And here is the Walton Warriors with the basketball. Our plan tomorrow is going to be to go to the Cooperstown tournament. As Dylan Jacob passes down low and finds Morgan Condon for his first bucket of the game. He's got two. Still waiting to see on what the matchups will be. They have their first round games in Cooperstown, boys and girls in that tournament. Unitego is there as well as Cooperstown for local teams. And interested to see if maybe they will meet up in the girls championship game tomorrow. That would be a battle of state-ranked teams if that works out. 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. SK leading 59-34. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us. And a big thanks to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He is our in-game producer today. Here is Ashline into the corner for Kaufman. They go to Schaefer. Now back out. Ashline wants a three. Got it. Ashline with 19, and he just can't miss from downtown today. And it's 62-34, SK, with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Ashline diving for a steal. He can't get it. Dylan Jacob works around, tries to take it to the rim. It's short. And an outlet pass here to Ashline from Schaefer, and he'll put it in. And Ashline's got 21. He's gunning for Champlin here on that game high. 64-34 the score with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Dylan Jacob being guarded by Kenshin here for SK. They'll take it down low. Another kick off the foot there of Schaefer. And 6:26 to go in the fourth. Ashline to the bench. Joe Krupa will come back in for SK. Dylan Jacob will inbound on the baseline here for the Walton Warriors. And now Hunter Collins will check out of the game. Gromick will come back in. So Kaufman is the only starter. No, I guess Schaefer's still out there as well. But doing a lot of mixing and matching here for SK between starters and guys coming off the bench. Dylan Jacob for three in the corner. Lost balance. The shot was short. SK still looking to push. They go to Krupa down the floor, and it goes out of bounds through his hands. Couldn't save it in time. 6:14 to go, fourth quarter. SK leading Walton 64-34. Thanks for joining us here today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. There's Dylan Jacob, wants a three. Kind of died on the back of the rim there. Didn't have much of a bounce to it. And rolls off to the right side. Now they find Gromick in the corner. An air ball for three and a rebound for Jacob. Jacob quickly back down the floor in transition. Lays it up. Blocked there by Schaefer. And they'll call a foul. He'll head to the line. 5:46 to go in this fourth quarter. So Dylan Jacob has a team-high 15 points for Walton. On the other side, it's Champlin with 23, Ashline with 21 here for the SK Rams. First shot here for Dylan Jacob at the line, left it short. He's a great foul shooter, but he has struggled from the charity stripe today. Been a tough one. And you wonder all the up and down if your legs just aren't feeling good because, you know, you got to be gassed, and they've been throwing everything they have at him defensively. Second shot coming here for Dylan Jacob as he'll settle in. And this one is no good. Hit the rim about three times, wouldn't go down. Rebound for Stan Anderson of South Courtright. And back up the floor, here we go for the Rams with Kyle Funk. Funk setting up the offense. We'll go to Kenshin on the right side. Tries a deep NBA three. It won't go. Max Jacobs will rebound the basketball. Goes to the far side on the baseline now. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. It will stay with Walton. With 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Stay tuned after the conclusion of this game. We'll have our three awards during our postgame show for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A lot of players vying for those awards here in our postgame show. Aubin with a right-handed layup from Walton that falls short. And SK will come back down the floor. Right side now for Anderson at the high post. They'll say he traveled with 5:11 left. Again, we'll have a short break for a JV game after this, and then we'll be back with our Butler Auto pregame show at around 6:45, 6:50 tonight. And then we'll have the Sydney boys and Lawrence coming up later tonight in game two of the Pat Grasso opening round here in Lawrence. Three ball for Dylan Jacob as they worked it around the top of the clock for him onto the left side, and he's got 18. He's had to work for all 18, though. And now a steal at midcourt, but SK is going to take it back. They'll go to the right side now for Funk as he'll slow it down. Working some clock here for SK. They'll bounce it to the high post for Anderson. Anderson has control. Thought about leaving it off for Kenshin. Decides to shoot himself off the left side of the rim. A high arcing rebound is picked up by Dylan Jacob. Wants to take it all the way. Won't go. And a rebound for Kenshin. Did everything but finish there. Kenshin lofts one up. One-handed pass over to the far side for Funk. And he'll slow it down here again for SK. Funk at midcourt. Looking for options. We'll go to the high post now for Anderson, who dribbles out to the top of the arch. And we'll go to Kenshin on a cut. Little give and go back to Gromick. Puts it in. And Gromick has six. Nice cut from left to right there. And Kenshin found him. And it's 66-37. South Courtright boys on top of Walton with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. They'll go to the top of the key now for Dylan Jacob. Another straightaway three. Too strong. Hit the glass and then popped out. Ahead now for Kenshin. We'll find Krupa, takes it to the rim. A lot of contact there, no call. And the loose ball comes back to Dylan Jacob, who continues to push and run, goes flying through the air. It's going to be a foul call here with 3.5 to go in the fourth. And we'll hope that he's okay as he went sprawling down to the floor pretty hard. Teammates helping him up, so he is okay. And we'll head to the line. So Dylan Jacob now will go to shoot two with 3:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Came down pretty hard and couldn't get the shot off, but a lot of contact, so he will go to the line with 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 66-37. Walton Warriors trailing South Courtright here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Officials just cleaning up the floor here underneath the basket, make sure there's no moisture on the floor or anybody could slip down there. And so the first shot coming here for Dylan Jacob at the foul line. Takes a deep breath, puts this one up, and good. Dylan Jacob now with 19. Kenshin will come out of the game, and Griffin Dianich will come back in. Second shot coming here for Dylan Jacob. Jacob will put this one up and in. So Jacob now with 20 points, with 3:28 to go in the fourth quarter. A 66-39 ball game. South Courtright on top of Walton. And Dianich will bring it down the floor. Crosses the midcourt timeline. Chest pass far side now looking for Funk. Funk will go back to the top of the key looking for Stan Anderson. He'll reverse to the left side. Now to Gromick. Bounce pass. Finds Krupa right side. Again, as SK goes left to right. Leaving it back off for Dianich. A baseline drive. Puts one into the paint now on a bounce pass, and it gets intercepted here by Walton. Back down the floor, the ball pinballing around there. Losing control of it was Carson Watkins in transition. The Rams will come away. We come up on 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And now a foul on Carson Watkins at the top of the key on a pass there to Griffin Dianich. We're going to step away for 30 seconds here with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 66-39. SK on top of Walton. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 2:10 to go in the fourth. It's 68-39. South Courtright boys on top of Walton here in Lawrence in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. South Courtright with the basketball going left to right. They're in the white with the royal blue trim. Walton is in the orange with the black and the white trim. Anderson tries to take it to the rim and is fouled with a minute 52 to go. And so it's 68-39. And that ball was out of bounds, so it's going to go back to the Walton Warriors. Our post-game show will be coming up. We'll break down this contest, get you a scoring summary, and we'll also do our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players here for today's game. Three ball straight away for Walton is up and good for Carson Watkins. A deep three there makes it 68-42 with 90 seconds remaining. South Courtright gets across the midcourt timeline, and Carson Watkins is whistled for the foul with a minute 26 to go here in the fourth quarter. And so SK will inbound the basketball. And Bruno Costa will be coming into the game, so I believe everybody on that SK bench has gotten into the ball game. So South Courtright will get across the midcourt timeline. They'll go to Dianich, finding Funk down low, puts it up and in. Kyle Funk with the basket there, making it 70-42 with a minute 10 to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the key. Now for Walton, they'll continue to cycle the basketball around. They try to go inside, and it's tipped away and out of bounds with 1:04 to go in the fourth. And Walton will be inbounding the ball on the baseline. SK setting up in their defense. The Walton starters are now all out of the basketball game as well. And so it'll be the reserves playing the last 55 seconds here. Dylan Jacobs with 20 points to lead the way for Walton. South Courtright on the other side. Champlin with 23 and Ashline with 21. 45 seconds left as SK will go back to the championship game here at the Grasso Tournament. They'll throw this pass away. But it's too little too late for a Walton comeback here today. So South Courtright will get the winner of Lawrence and Sydney. That game will be at 7 o'clock tonight. Make sure you stay tuned for that after we'll have a little bit of a break here as there is a JV game coming up next. Walton with the basketball as we come up on 30 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Walton with the basketball. A floater in the lane is good. Up and good for Garrett Babcock. His second bucket of the day as he now has 4 points. We're down to 15 seconds left. And it's 70-44. SK on top of Walton. They go left side now for Kyle Funk to Gromick. Last 10 seconds of the ball game. Gromick feeds one back over to Costa. Costa leaves it for Dianich, and that's going to do it. Our final score, South Courtright 70 and Walton 44. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live in Lawrence this afternoon. A fun 3 o'clock game here between South Courtright and Lawrence in the opening round of the Pat Grasso Tournament. And our final score, South Courtright defeats Walton at 70-44. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for South Courtright, Chris Champlin with 23 points to lead the way. That's a game high. Seth Ashline with 21 for SK, and then it was pretty balanced the rest of the way. Stan Anderson with 6, Brandon Gromick with 6, Joey Schaefer with 5, Hunter Collins with 4, Logan Kaufman with 3, and Kyle Funk with 2. On the other side for the Walton Warriors, they have a team-high 20 points from Dylan Jacob, their senior leader, 7 from Kyle Wright, 4 from Garrett Babcock, 4 from Lucas Wally, and then 3 from Carson Watkins and 2 apiece from Morgan Condon and Cody Ray. And Dylan Jacob getting a lot of steam, I should say, and very close to 1,000 points. So he's getting close, another 20, and I believe he's going to get it here in the next probably 2 to 3 games. So he's that close, folks, so we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. 20 points here today certainly helps, but they do fall 70-44. We're going to give out our 3 awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, but first we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and hand out those final awards here. Again, our final score, 70-44, SK over Walton. Opening round of the Pat Grasso Tournament. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on 2 lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time into Lawrence Central School. Opening round of the Pat Grasso Tournament on the boys' side. The girls' tournament was earlier in the season, and the SK boys defeat Walton 70-44. And again, we'll be back later for the Lawrence and Sydney game. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off. Let's do our 3 awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We're going to give that award to Chris Champlin today. 23 points for Champlin. That's a game high. He was fantastic. He will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today for the SK Rams. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We're going to give that to Dylan Jacob from Walton today. 20 points, but I thought he was just all over the place. Great defense, steals that led to points, and never put his head down. He's that type of a player. So we will give him our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Seth Ashline today, 21 points for South Courtright. Boy, he was just absolutely fantastic today. Let's count up those three-pointers. That's 1, that's 2. 3, 4, 5 three-pointers today for Ashline. He was absolutely terrific. We'll give him our all-purpose award here this afternoon. So again, our final score, 70-44. South Courtright boys continue to stay hot this season. They down Walton. They await the winner of Sydney and Lawrence later tonight. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off, a 6:50 Butler Auto pregame show. So make sure you tune in later. We're going to take a quick break now. We'll go back. We're going to have Rob Ray. He'll be looking at news for the next little bit here. So make sure you tune in for that. And we'll get back to the music as well. We'll be back later tonight with more high school basketball. Sydney boys and Lawrence, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. We'll see you again soon. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back later tonight on CDO Sports.